you had any friends that got married?
Have I yet? No, not yet. I know one who will be getting married at Mount Pisgah in a year, but I assume it's Mount Pisgah because that's her family church. I don't think she'd pick somewhere else. But no, I actually don't have any friends in my family that's gotten married. They've all gotten married back up north because they're still from there.
Now, that's one of the things that we often can talk about in communities is traditions and things that you do that are around weddings. But
I'm still a little young,
I'm not wishing it on you yet, but then we can't do that too much. What about some of the other aspects in daily life around Roswell, things that you do? You know, do people still eat at home ever in Roswell?
Not my family, which my mom would probably kill me for saying that. But no, actually a lot of people do. A lot of my friends had, like, you know, their mom would cook dinner and they'd have casseroles or something and eat at home. But for my family at least, and some of my friends, we ate out or got takeout almost every night of the week. Mm-hmm. I think we definitely could go like 2 weeks without cooking a real meal. You don't really count like, you know, cooking a sandwich for lunch, a real meal. I mean, like, you know, making a dish with a side and a salad or something like that. And my mom does it sometimes, and my dad will help and do it sometimes too, but we also had really weird schedules for my family, so like, I would eat at like one time because I was getting home from school at one time, my brother eats at another time because he has basketball, my mom eats like hardly anything, she's one of those people that picks off other people's plates, so, and then my dad eats all the time, so it kind of just meshed up like that. But we do have like my family has a family place we go to in Roswell, and it's right down the street from us, like it's our down the street Roswell. It's an Italian place from Rhode Island, actually, which is why we go there, because it reminds us of Rhode Island. But it's interesting is that they have it all over Roswell now. Like, just came down and moved into Roswell and started having this Italian Rhode Island restaurant in Roswell, which is such an odd thing for us, but it's interesting part of the community. It's really good. And that's what we go there, like, when I'm home, like, once every 2 weeks probably, which is like the most frequent for somewhere to go.
Mm-hmm. When you moved to Roswell, did you have anything to get used to about food items or things that people did here?
I didn't understand iced tea I didn't understand tea like in general because if we had iced tea in the north, it's not sweet. It's never sweet. I didn't know what sweet tea was. I was like, sweet? What are you talking about making your tea sweet? Because I didn't really drink it, but my mom always had tea, and if it was cold, it was just tea without any sweetener in it at all. So I didn't understand when people wanted tea all the time or sweet tea, and I didn't understand what they were drinking. What are the things that I didn't get? Grits. I'd never had grits, and I actually didn't have grits till maybe like 3 years ago. I'm not a breakfast person anyway, but like, even if they were offered, I'd just be like, no, I don't want that. Like, I don't know what that is. And it's actually not that bad now that I've tried it, but... So I didn't understand a lot of the southern like food like that. Having biscuits with lots of meals, we didn't do that kind of. We had like Italian bread with lots of meals for my family, so biscuits were an odd thing to me. And one thing that I remember when I came down was my accent was different then. I had a really, really pronounced Boston, Rhode Island accent at the time, and people used to make fun of me in my class about it because. And I used to ask people, "Where's the bubbler?" And if you know Rhode Island accent, that means a water fountain. But people would give me the funniest looks and be like, what are you talking about? And I at first I didn't understand how to explain it. I was like, no, the bubbler. Like, I couldn't tell them it was a water fountain. I was just like, it's a bubbler, because that's all I'd ever been told it was, like, at the time. And then I finally like had to point it out to people and be like, that's what I want. Where's that? Let me get some water and things like that.
Did you put the shoe on the other foot and think that the people in Roswell talked a little different from you?
Not... A little bit, not as much as I've gone to places in South Georgia and heard it much more pronounced, the southern accent, than what I hear a lot of the Roswell kids. A lot because it's kind of an urban area too. A lot of people that I was talking to, little kids, a lot of them had pretty standard straight accents, I'd say. Like, they didn't have a pronounced southern accent that I could tell.